Another week, another matric exam leak. The Council of Education Ministers held an urgent meeting yesterday after it emerged that the physical science paper 2 were leaked and circulated ahead of the writing of the paper. And this obviously follows the leak of the maths paper 2 last week. Last week, the KZN Department of Education also confirmed that an investigation was launched into allegations that the school on the South Coast had access to the maths paper 1 before the exam was written on November the 12th. On the line to discuss this and the department's plan to make 30,000 temporary jobs available to youth, we have the national spokesperson for the Educators Union of South Africa, Kabelo Malabongwane, who joins us on the drive this afternoon. Kabelo, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Afternoon to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
This is obviously shocking. What is your reaction to the matric examination paper leak? Does it not put the integrity of the entire exams into question?
For us, this is not shocking at all. We expect this and many other worse things to happen in basic education, especially under the incompetent administration that leads basic education now. If you try to go further into education besides what's going on in media, you will be shocked to find out what's happening there. Actually, for us, as far as we're concerned, we're not even shaken by the announcement to investigate or the meeting that was held by the CEM today, because we actually suspect that it is possible that this exam paper was actually leaked by the department itself in order to try and save itself from the embarrassment of a high failure rate that might happen because of how schools were managed this year, or the COVID-19 of schools was managed. And for us, it's not a shock. We're not shocked. We're not shaken. We look at this and we knew that something like this or worse was going to happen. The department is just making a public statement that's just to give every one of us something to say about, to speak about, but nothing will happen. We can promise you no report will come out. No one will be held accountable. Everyone is going to move on, and the minister is going to announce 4 matric results next year, as it has been the case every year with these results that are announced by our government.
Yeah, that is really a lot to chew on, in the sense that you say that the department could possibly be behind this. But looking at the context under which this has occurred, this has been an extremely difficult year for learners. And with what has transpired, does this not add to the stress of a year where little schooling and especially preparation for the grade 12 final exams took place?
We are all stressed, to be honest, especially teachers and learners. It's just that those that are administering over this department don't know and are not involved in the running of schools, so they don't care. We advised the department as early as May this year to say that they must just forget about this school year, take matriculants to a matric camp where they can be able to catch up and then write proper exams. What is happening now, we're speaking to all our members in these schools, and all of them are saying, we never prepared matriculants for these exams. They actually never got any time, because if you remember, with matriculants, the curriculum that is supposed to be covered in 4 terms is actually covered in 3 terms. And when they come back to 4 terms, they just do revisions, night classes, and they write the examination. This year, none of that happened. The curriculum was not even covered. It was just a mess. Learners are scared in these schools. In most schools, we have discipline issues in South Africa. That's one thing that we must never forget about. Discipline is a huge problem.
Yes.
That no one is doing anything to address. So even some learners are playing with sanitizers now. They're not wearing masks. It is chaos in these schools. There was no time to prepare. Some learners are absent. Actually, a huge number of learners did not even return to school up to this date. So there's nothing that is being portrayed. The schools are a mess right now. And we knew this was going to happen because of what we've experienced before.
Now, on to another issue. There's also been an announcement by the Department of Basic Education of an initiative to employ at least 30,000 youth to work as education assistants and general school assistants. Most of the teacher unions have welcomed this initiative, but you, as the Educators Union of South Africa, have a different view on this. Share with us your take on the matter.
For us, we don't want to take this with the excitement that the department wants to bring. This is actually, for us, a campaign to try and give our government a good image, because they've already promised more than 10 million jobs. So they're just trying to cover that so that people don't see them for the liars that they are. You can't just announce that you're going to hire people without giving some scientific backing to it. What is the job description of these people? What are they going to be helping us with? You can have them for 4 months, from the 1st of December up until the end of March. I can tell you in most schools now, especially primary schools and those that are not in matric, they are done writing examinations. We are done with the curriculum. Nothing is going to be happening from the 1st of December besides some administration that we can manage. Next year from term one, from the 1st of January or from January up until the end of March, there is nothing that's happening. A lot of work is with the principals who are trying to submit a documentation in terms of management that is with the department. But we are doing nothing. We don't have pressure. We only have pressure in term two and in the last term of the year. So why is the department bringing these assistant teachers for 4 months? What is it going to make? What difference is it going to make in the lives of these young people who are already unemployed and are only going to be given hope for 4 months and then they go back to the poverty? It does not make sense. We don't know what motivated them, who they even consulted, or what is the scientific reason behind bringing these people in the schools, because we have a lot of teachers, professional teachers, who went to university for 4 years, some even funded by Funza, who are unemployed right now. We have classrooms which have over 80 learners, whereas according to police, it's supposed to be 35 learners.
Yes.
Also, one important thing, we have an issue of gender-based violence, crime in South Africa. How do you bring people who are not even registered with SAFE to come and work in these schools, whereas it is known, it's mandatory that people must be screened to make sure that we're not bringing criminals in these schools. So we don't know what's happening here. Everyone that is in education who works with learners must be registered with SAFE, but this one clearly will not be registered with SAFE.
Yes, Kabelo, the issues highlighted, noted, and we appreciate you highlighting those issues and giving us the alternative perspective. Thank you for availing yourself this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.